For several weeks now, many residents near the large gravel pit along the Alleghenigik Lake Road in Dillingham have been raising concerns about the scope of work in the pit. Those concerns prompted a meeting Wednesday between Dillingham Mayor Alice Ruby and Stephen Jansen. He's the president of Connect Construction, which owns and is operating the pit. For the past couple of weeks, a large amount of water has been observed in the bottom of the pit, leading to speculation that Connect Construction has broken into the water table. Mayor Ruby says that was confirmed by Jansen during Wednesday's meeting.
Yes, they are. And they actually said that it's their intent to bale and that it was part of the original mining plan was to bale material from the pit that they're operating right now.
It appears that it's not illegal to dig below the water table, but the practice is often discouraged. The Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation's own best practices manual notes that in general, it is recommended that mines maintain a minimum of 4 feet of vertical separation distance between extraction operations and the seasonal high water table, and that they restrict activities that could significantly change the natural groundwater gradient. Mayor Ruby asserted that the city was unaware of the plan to dig for gravel below the water table at the Connect pit.
No, the city really wasn't aware at all of the mining plan out in that area. It's a state project and that they're working on, and it's a private pit. And so really, we've been pretty much engaged in our own projects and haven't been monitoring that one until we began, you know, hearing complaints and folks came to the city to ask just to ask what was happening and to let us know how upset they were about the water and the traffic and some of the other things that are happening.
Now that the operator of the gravel pit has apparently broken into the water table, they are continuing to dig. Mayor Ruby says the Connect Construction president admitted the company will continue to dig for gravel in the water table.
Connect was fairly candid about their plans. Their plan is to continue to bale material. They think they'll be operating for probably another 6 weeks or so. Their intent is that when they finish mining in that pit, that they will reclaim the outer edge and that there is going to be a lake in the bottom of the pit.
The city of Dillingham does not have any regulations on the books that govern the activity of gravel pits within the city limits, and Ruby confirms the city was not aware that once the Connect pit is closed, it will become a large lake. The lack of regulatory responsibility by the city of Dillingham has resulted in calls for the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation to step in and assess the situation. Charlie Palmer is a hydrologist in the Drinking Water Protection Group within the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation. He confirms that he's been fielding calls from concerned Dillingham residents. Palmer says the DEC Drinking Water Program regulates public water systems. However, the Connect gravel pit does not impact the water supply for the city of Dillingham. That basically means that the Drinking Water Program does not have any regulatory authority over the pit. Charlie Palmer with DEC.
There is a permit, a discharge permit that was issued through the Division of Water. The location that's on that permit, and from what I could tell from speaking with residents about the location, it's not near a public water system.
It's not unusual for cities and boroughs to regulate gravel pits, but the city of Dillingham does not have any such regulations. Palmer confirms that the Matsu Borough is an example of a municipality that does regulate gravel pits.
They do look at below water table extraction. They don't deny that type of activity, but they do require a conditional use permit for that type of activity. And they also have limitations on size of operation, and I believe some of the older operations may be grandfathered in to some extent unless they decide to change their activity, and unless they need to apply for a permit again, and then it gets brought back up.
If a decision is ultimately made for the city of Dillingham to develop regulations governing gravel pits, it would take quite some time to develop those regulations. Mayor Ruby says such regulations were never needed before.
And that's not something we've ever had to have in the past, because the mining that was occurring within our city limits was really occurring on Native allotments or on Native corporation lands, and those organizations really self-regulate. The Native allotments are really managed by a combination of BLM and BB&A or through BB&A. The village corporation regulated their mining operations, I should say village and regional corporations, and really the city didn't have to have a role, but now that we're looking at private property, then it may be time for the city to develop some standards or regulations for the city of Dillingham.
The process of developing regulations to govern gravel pits in Dillingham has not yet formally started, but the city's planning commission recently approved a resolution recommending the city develop mining standards. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.